This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I really don't, and I can tell you this, Jim, I don't do anything for polls. I enjoy looking at polls. It's interesting to see, but ultimately I always make a decision based on what's right and what's wrong. Well, I just hope there won't be violence. I can tell you that because that's the way, I guess, if you look at what happens, there's a lot of unnecessary violence all over the world, but also in this country, and I don't want to see it. Yes?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. President Trump explaining that, yeah, I look at the polls, but I don't give a crap about them. Why would he? They're fake. All you can look at from a poll today is a trend line. You can't look at the number and go, oh, that's the actual number. If you think Donald Trump is only respected at 42% or 43% of the country, that's ridiculous. Well over 60% of the people in this country respect Donald Trump. They respect his presidency. They respect what they got back on their taxes. They respect that paycheck. They respect that job, that raise. They respect the fact that they have mobility. And it vexes the left because they can't figure out, how do you explain what we feel? And how do you explain what we're sensing from other people? We played this clip early in the broadcast, but it's worth playing again.
I find it puzzling when you look at small and large business sentiment. They're up. Consumer confidence is up. Why is that, despite the facts you just outlined?
Well, in terms of business confidence, my underlying thesis of what's going on is there has been a corporate takeover of our democracy. And as a result, business is having its way. It got a huge tax cut, and the people associated with big corporations got a big tax cut. But the average American didn't participate that in a big way. And now we're going to see that without the money going into the government, that we're going to have all kinds of cuts to their service
programs.
Then
why is consumer confidence up?
Well, what I can say is this. What I look at is how people feel about this president, which, as you say, has been constant, but at a low level. What we are seeing is great passion. And Florida is a perfect example, Stephanie, of a 70% increase in Democratic turnout last Tuesday. What that says is people are deeply upset with this administration, deeply upset with their policies, and deeply upset with their lawlessness.
Now, that was Tom Steyer, very wealthy Democrat out of California, financing campaigns. But here's what's interesting about this. One, Steyer said something very critical that you may have missed, but he said something like, it's always been my underlying thesis. So what he's telling you is, I have a notion of what's going on. As a multimillionaire, maybe a billionaire out of Silicon Valley, California, he has an underlying thesis. Now, I'm going to stop you there for just a second and ask you, do you believe a billionaire.com guy in Silicon Valley, a California guy, a Democrat, has his finger on the pulse of America enough that he can have an underlying thesis? Now, I'm not going to tell you that he doesn't have an underlying thesis. He can think what he wants. But if you believe he represents the average Joe in America, it's ridiculous. Move on to point two. Now, I'm just going through Kevin Jackson logic here, folks, because it is the Kevin Jackson Show, and I'm glad you're here. Get in contact with me. Let me know your thoughts. 844-551-8255. But here's point number two. He goes on to talk about, well, those tax cuts for business, they didn't impact ordinary people. Now, what cracks me up about this is this is a guy who, again, his underlying thesis is based on being a multimillionaire leftist from the left coast, California. And he says, that didn't impact anybody. No, he doesn't even count the employees of a corporation. So what? Corporation X has 10,000 employees who all are feeling the impact of that particular thing that Trump did. And Corporation B, you know, Y, C, D, whatever. All these corporations, he says, well, the corporations, because, see, corporations are bad. Capitalism is bad. And these corporations benefited. But what Steyer doesn't want you to understand is that those corporations have benefited everybody working for them. He wants you to only think of the corporation as this enormous entity that's bad. Not government. The biggest corporation of all. No. The ones that got the AT&T and Caterpillar and whoever gave out all these bonuses. Those are the bad guys. And only a few people got hooked up. But let me tell you what you can think about every time you think about that corporation that's got 25,000 employees. And those employees are all members of families. And those families may have an average of 4 folks. So that's 100,000. And those 100,000 people are impacted by people around them. Say 20 people, because they've got family members. And those family members are looking at them going, hey, old Bill over at Caterpillar, he's doing pretty well. He did okay. And those stories circulate. And I want you to just think of the impact of one corporation that's got 25,000 employees, roughly 100,000 people they support, and infrastructure in a city that's got, because of a 25,000 employee person, if you have a corporation that's supporting that, you are supporting probably 100,000 people in businesses that are feeding off of your corporation, not just your employees. So now you're up to 200,000 of people who depend on you. That other 100,000 is another times 4, because that's people who have families as well. And in the city, people are looking at that corporation going, wow, we're so glad that GM is here, or GE, or Caterpillar, or Carrier, or whomever. And so that's impacted. And everybody flourishes. And what Tom Steyer and the left want you to believe is only the fat cats benefited. Now, he wants you to believe that as unemployment drops to levels that we haven't seen in decades. And for the big minority groups, women, Hispanics, and blacks, it's the lowest in history. And he wants you to believe that has no significance. He wants you to believe the stock market, that every day these people get up and go, wow, whew, that's pretty good. 401ks being money being put into them. Things like this. Tom Steyer wants you to believe that, no, that's not going to work. And then finally, he gives you statistics on Florida. We talked about it earlier. Florida, the Republicans, who are a 2% less in registered voters, outperform the Democrats by 4%. 43,000 more Republicans showed up to the polls than Democrats. And oh, by the way, their new poster child, Andrew Gillum, is under FBI investigation. That's what he wants you to believe will carry the Democrats into the midterms.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's do a monkey montage of the left calling Bush and Trump and us, various people, monkeys. How about that? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's your monkey montage.
While Nicolas Sarkozy is in China, which of course is also trying to become a financial capital of the world, and in honor of his visit, the Chinese have announced $30 billion of deals. There he is. I mean, who could not have a man crush on that man? I'm not talking about the monkey either. I'm talking about the other one.
Yeah, exactly.
What? The monkey?
The monkey. What's she talking about?
Wait. Monkey in the middle. All right.
I don't know. What's she talking about? Willie? You know, I think she's still jet lagged.
That's my president. I don't know who she's talking about.
I know she's been talking
about. Talk
about
Angela Merkel like that. I don't understand. All right.
Yeah, she's attacking Merkel. She's our ally in a time of war. Yeah, listen, my dear, let me tell you something. When I'm jet lagged, I just take Ambien, some Tylenol PM, and I sleep it off, okay?
It was my stop in Riyadh, and it just made me insane.
Yeah.
it seems remarkable that we're just into the new year when we're looking at the speed of stories, the unraveling that's happening around this president, around the Oval Office. Specifically, Lawrence, this week began with what I would call an outburst of digital McCarthyism, the insinuation that the Department of Justice, the intelligence communities, work together in a conspiracy against the American people. This is exactly the type of allegations and insinuations that McCarthy made. And, of course, it's also autocratic in intent, because at the heart of every autocracy is this notion of conspiracy, the insidious fifth column working against the people, who can only be protected by their leader, who needs extrajudicial powers, and it's okay to violate democratic norms to put down the conspiracy. It's frightening, frankly. We see that with the actions on the airplane, of course, whether it was a crime or not, the special counsel will determine, but we know that the President of the United States was engaged in premeditatedly lying to the American people. And in every instance, as has always been the case, since they made the first representations denying that there was any involvement with Russians, in every instance, the administration has been found to be lying on all of these issues. And, of course, we see in this book the chaos, the incompetence, the recklessness, the unpreparedness for duties and responsibilities around the most powerful person in the world, of this entire menagerie around him. And truly, when you look at their comportment in this majestic place in the West Wing of the White House, they couldn't be more vile than if they were monkeys hurling their excrement at each other in a cage.
So who's got the
joy?
Okay. I thought Megan had a question. All right. So Trump's been hosting Macron. Have you been watching the bromance?
Well, I have.
So, yeah. You know, sometimes they shake hands for like a half an hour.
Yeah.
Trump brushes the dandruff off of Trump. Like an orangutan does that. So did you ever see a Diane Fossey documentary? That's what the monkeys do. They said they do this, and what's that about? What's going on there? Grooming.
That does seem to be a bit of a loaded question.
I'm just saying.
No, it does seem that he is being paternal with him.
Oh, really?
Don't you think?
Well, it looks like a power play to me.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It looks like a power play. It looks like he's being paternal because he is positioning him, and then he is kind of grooming him.
Yeah, he's grooming.
And also, it's kind of, I think he's trying to establish a one-up position, a father-son kind of, look, stick with me, I'll take care of you here.
Yeah.
I've got the bigger stick.
Uh-huh. Oh, moving on.
You devil.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's a small piece of the monkey montage, and there were many others. Just not going to bore you with the details, but I do want to play one more. And this is a black show on which that younger Wayans, Marlon. The youngest of the Wayans brothers is on this show, and they're talking about Monkey. It's a black show, and here's how they depict the use of the word monkey in this black show.
Honey, having a black child with a shirt that says monkey on it is wrong.
Why?
Zach, monkey is a name that racists use to degrade black people, to equate us with animals.
See, now, that baby reads.
But I already told all my friends I was going to be famous.
Okay, and that's cool, son, but what do you want to be famous for? I mean, do you want to be a hero or a sellout? I mean, do you want to be Dr. Martin Luther King or Dr. Ben Carson? Do you want to be Rosa Parks or Omarosa? Do you want to be Mrs. Dash or Stacy Dash? Yeah, I don't know where I went with that last part, but what I'm trying to say is one of those things don't have any flavor. So you got to ask yourself, son, which one do you want to be?
I want to be a hero, Dad.
You made the right decision.
Yeah, and we're proud of you.
And you wonder where this stuff comes from? It's taught. It's taught. This is a black TV show telling black kids when you hear the word monkey, that is a dog whistle for you to understand it's code word for you as a black person. That's somebody saying, oh, yeah. So any terminology with monkey, let me just go ahead and give you the future. In the future, you will not be able to say the word monkey. You guys think I'm kidding? They will rename monkeys something else. It'll get a different word. You'll have to call it the M word, or I don't know what they'll go. Who knows what the heck comes from it? I mean, let's face it. Marriage has changed. The gay. Name me a word that you used in the past that you can use now. Negro, black, all of it's taboo. Ooh. Except black people can say it. Black people freely say the N word. They freely say monkey. They talk about crackers, whatever. So there is a group of people in America who has total carte blanche freedom of speech to say whatever they want. They can curse you as a white person. They can be as racist against you as they want to be. They can set up. I saw an advertisement that said something like a black only this coming soon, and you know, bragging about, you know, get your black on and this kind of thing. And I was thinking to myself, only black people could run such an ad. Latinos can't run. Get your Latino on, get your Asian on, get your white on. Are you crazy? It's being taught openly, and worse than that, it's not being ridiculed. That TV show, somebody should have come out and said, what a idiotic thing to tell your child. I've never explained to my kids, hey, yeah, when you hear monkey, they're talking about you. We are intellectuals in my family. I don't have to explain to you that you're not a monkey. Are you kidding? Somebody calls you a monkey, say, well, hey, I mean, I got lots of things I can say. Some of them I can't say on the radio, but I will promise you this. I have no problem with you calling me a monkey, you calling me the N-word or whatever, because I guarantee you I don't feel that way. So do your will. But this is the monkey montage, and this is where things are headed. And if you think it's just a small passing thing, you better get over it. That's not how the left works.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
As the confirmation hearings continued for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Senator Lindsey Graham gave Kavanaugh the opportunity to directly address the guest in attendance.
I want to reassure everyone
that I base my decisions on the law, but I do so with an awareness of the facts and an awareness of the real-world consequences, and I've not lived in a bubble, and I understand how passionately people feel about particular issues, and I understand how personally people are affected by issues.
An Emirates flight has been quarantined at JFK Airport after 100 passengers reported feeling ill on board with reports of coughing and high fevers. The flight was headed from Dubai to New York City with 500 passengers on board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. Highest job satisfaction in decades. Did you hear the story? Highest job satisfaction. But before we even get to that, they raised the second quarter GDP from 4.1 to 4.2. Yeah, it was revised upwards. That's what you can get used to in the era of Obama, folks. In the era of Obama, in the era of Trump. Excuse me, somebody, go ahead, get your licks in. The new America is what we're talking about. The Make America Great Again America is in full effect. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. How you feeling about America? You feeling good? You feeling like James Brown? More bad news for Democrats, folks, comes in the form of good news for America. Democrats forced to cheer against America, forced to cheer against the stock market, forced to cheer against the tyranny of Iran, the tyranny of Russia, the tyranny of China, and all this other tyranny that's going around. Forced to cheer against the idea of what's going on in Venezuela. Venezuela, people are eating their animals. They're digging through trash cans. They're going to other countries around them in order to survive. And the left extolled the virtues of Hugo Chavez. Talked about how great it was, this socialist thing. Bernie Sanders actually had the nerve to say that people waiting in lines for food is a good thing. This is what they want for this country. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in by phone if you disagree. Bad news for Democrats. It comes in the form of good news for America. You got a better job, Democrats hate it. You got a raise at that job, Democrats hate it. You got actual access to health care and it ain't Obamacare, Democrats hate you. How dare you? Tell me what's going on good in your life. School's better, kids getting better grades, more accountability, your job performance better. Are you feeling better about things in general? Democrats hate you. No cop shootings, no whatever. They hate it. I want you to just get yourself into the mindset where you wake up, you see your stock portfolios gain 15%. By the way, mine gained, no exaggeration, 40-something percent in 2 days. I lost some the third day, but it got it all back the fourth day. So in 4 days, my portfolio year to date, and I'm an underachiever, is up 57%. And I promise you, there's some of you listening to me now going, Kevin, Man, I hate to tell you, bro, but I'm like up like 180%. And I ain't mad at you. My little 57% is cool. I don't have as much money as most of you in the market, but whatever I have, I'm happy to see it growing. But the Democrats hate it. They hate your job mobility. They hate the raises you're getting. They hate the bonuses you're getting. They hate when you file your taxes and you're going to get a refund from Donald Trump. Yeah, baby. Consider that just for a second that as your life continues to improve, Democrats are cheering against you. They are cheering against the guy that is making that happen. All for what? An ideological bent. If Barack Obama, as much as I think that his ideology was as stupid as you could, I mean, I can't imagine, because you know how I feel about leftists. Y'all know on the Kevin Jackson Show how I feel. Okay? If it were working, I would throw my hands up and go, I don't understand how it's working. It defies all logic. But you know what? I'm looking at my portfolio. I'm looking at job, you know, the ability to move around. I'm looking at my speaking engagements. I'm looking at the engagements in general with people wanting to help me in different ways and all this. And I have to tell you, it's working. This dude has got something going on. I don't know what it is, but we got to figure it out. But no. The Democrats don't want to do that. They cannot invest a nickel's worth of energy into Donald Trump because it would blow their heads right off the shoulder. It would blow their minds to have to admit the lie, to have to admit to themselves that all the cheating and conniving that they've overlooked, all the things that they would not dare overlook if they were being done by a Republican president, is built on a lie. They know that Hillary Clinton's guilty. They know Comey's guilty. They know Eric Holder's guilty. They know Loretta Lynch is guilty. They know Barack Obama is the hub of all of this nonsense that we're talking about, whether it's the VA, Benghazi, the IRS scandals, you name it, Fast and Furious, illegal immigration and illegal voting and on and on. They know he's the epicenter of all of that, but they can't say a word. They refuse to, because if they do, it validates you. And God forbid they validate you. So you know what you do? You validate yourselves. Congratulations, America. Because you've given the highest, you now have given us the highest job satisfaction in decades. And this article is from the Wall Street Journal. And it says, just more than half of U.S. workers, 51%, say they were satisfied with their jobs in 2017. The highest level since 2005. For you people keeping score, that's pre-Obama. This is from a business research group called the Conference Board. Over the past 7 years, Americans report feeling better about their pay, along with a greater sense of job security, both features of an economy with a low unemployment rate and a long decline in layoffs. In July, jobless claims continued to extend post-recession slide and hit their lowest level in nearly 50 years. And don't you believe for one second that an ounce of credit goes to Barack Obama. I could take a trained monkey. Yeah, I use that intentionally because I'm going to talk about monkeys. I could take a trained monkey, give him $10 trillion, and he could fix the Obama economy, do it better, and give me back $5 trillion at the end. You want to tell me Barack Obama was some, you know, guru, some yogi when it came to this economy? Are you kidding? Give me $10 trillion and watch what I do to this economy. You'll forget about Trump if you gave me $10 trillion. They say workers on the higher end of the income scale are happier than their less affluent counterparts. Nearly 58% of those with a total household income over 75% reported feeling satisfied at work, compared with around 45% with those earning less than $75,000. Really? I mean, can you imagine breaking it into that type of a demographic? Why choose $75,000? You know why they did that. That's the adjusted rate of inflation of the what it takes to be happy from 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. See, it would take you to be happy $70,000. They said anything above that and you have no more happiness. Well, I would love to see somebody with $70,000 find happiness in Manhattan because you haven't even paid for your apartment. So go find your happiness. But they want to rate,
well, the people at the upper end are happier than the people down at the lower end. See?
See, they can't even report that people are just happier. The Wall Street Journal, which you probably believe to be a conservative news outlet, is not. Because here's somebody,
well, we looked even further and you're less happy the poorer you are.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. It's like some rich friends of mine would joke. They say, hey, money ain't everything, but it sure keeps the kids calling. There's something to be said with working your butt off, getting money, and enjoying life the way. And I'm going to tell you something. I was up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and I was up in, Yellowstone Club in Montana, where people live in ways that I didn't even know existed. And I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather be rich and unhappy than poor and unhappy. I'll put it that way. If I'm going to be unhappy, give this brother rich and unhappy, because I'll take it. Anyway, that's your news. They say the higher skilled workers and the managers tend to have more control over the day-to-day work activities. Well, congratulations. That's what your degree got you. That's what your working extra hard got you, is to be able to say, I'm going to be in at 11 versus I'm coming in at 9 or 8 o'clock. I don't have to live by the clock. I come in when I want, I leave when I want. As long as my job gets done, most people don't really care. That's the way we work around my place. If you want to go to Disneyland in the middle of the day, go, but just get it done. 1,500 workers, 23 separate topics, from paychecks to commutes. On wage component, satisfaction gap is much bigger between those making $75K a year and those making less. And they went on to tell about it. And they, again, want to split us up. A tale of two economies they talk about. Well, let me tell you. Here's the blanket. Donald Trump has made everybody in the food chain happier. He's kept inflation low. And it's real inflation numbers. Food prices going down. Gas prices going down. Electricity costs going down. Things like that. Things that poor people use daily. But salaries are going up. He's taking care of these folks. He's getting them off of Obamacare and giving them health care they can use. He's taking onerous legislation off of their employers so they can get more bonuses and so on. What a concept. Anyway, people, you're happier, and that's the good news.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Sometimes I really want to get after conservatives because we know the solution to things and we won't do it. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, or somebody, I think it was Dan Bongino, retweeted something to Don Jr. where Jr. said, we need a Facebook for conservatives. And I think to myself, you know, I know the president himself. I met Don Jr. recently in D.C., I got 5,000 people that know about TeaPartyCommunity.org, and we're still tweeting out this kind of nonsense. Holy cow, guys. So I tweeted Donald Trump Jr., said, hey, yeah, wouldn't it be really cool if somebody started something like this, you know, and gave the link? And what you know what's even more cool is that Donald Trump Jr. or Donald Trump Sr. said, not only is there a Facebook alternative, it's owned by a black dude, a black conservative. How about that for rolling something in the face of Steve Zuckerberg and Jack and over at Twitter and Google and all them who are laden heavy with a bunch of billionaire white boys? Wouldn't that be something? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the bane of my existence that Facebook exists for this reason. I am a risk guy. I told many conservatives, stop giving your money to that leftist clown. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you believe for one second that Google, Facebook, Twitter, and whatever else they own are going to be fair to you at any point in your life, you are mistaken. They will not. One of these days, they're going, and I think it's already happening, they understand the power that they wield. These people are more important than any rock star, any movie mogul, any president, you name it. Consider, Donald Trump does a tweet. If he does a good one, it'll get 150,000 shares. They determine who likes it or who doesn't. Let me tell you the power of the platform. Jack Dorsey, at Jack, he can tweet something and he can put it in every single person's Twitter box. I'm talking about a billion people. He can tweet something and it can reach a billion people. It could be the truth. It could be a lie. It could be a nudge in one direction or the other. Who's more powerful, Donald Trump or Dorsey? Facebook. Zuckerberg can put a message into everybody's mailbox. He can have something pop up on your screen and all the 3 billion, whatever number of people, he's got 2 billion people on the site, minus the fakes. So 1.5 billion people can get a message from Zuckerberg every day, every morning, every minute of the day, whenever he decides. Now you tell me who's more powerful. You think the president's more powerful than a person who can not only influence American opinion? Because let me tell you, for those of you doing the math, that's not just the United States. 1.5 to 2 billion people means Zuckerberg is reaching a fifth of the world, but more than that, a third of the world, a lot of people, not the 350 million. He's got enough people on Facebook to have 5 United States. So he can influence what you think, feel, contemplate about any subject. And he can not only do that, he can do it worldwide. Who's more important? We're not dinking around here with, you know, oh, well, I'm not really sure, Kev, man. If you think it's that simple, it's not. I'm telling you as a risk guy, this is the biggest risk we face. And I don't know if this is true. Alex Jones said it. If you think Alex is a conspiracy theorist, fine. Alex has been right about a lot of things. But here's what I can tell you. He said all these guys are getting together to figure out how to keep us down. I've seen it myself. How many conservative outlets have lost their power that you know? I could name you 10 without even blinking. I'm not going to name them because I'm not giving them any press. But the point, because they never give me any. But I'll tell you this, big ones have gone down. Every single conservative outlet is feeling the pain of Facebook and Twitter, from the big boys, Breitbart, Daily Caller, etc., down to these smaller, big guys that have been making a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, gone. As they said, and Shawshank disappeared like a fart in the wind. And you know who did it? Some algorithm dude over at Facebook that said, I'm going to go search and destroy. If you're doing business with anything with conservative, Tea Party, Republican, whatever, Constitution, you're done. And they targeted us. And you know why I didn't have to be concerned? I wasn't making enough money to say grace over to begin with. I mean, I missed what I was making, but it wasn't going to shut me down. But guys making 100, 200 grand a month, there were writers on the conservative side that were making $200,000 a year. I know them personally. Writers. So, man, they were feasting, and now they're not. In the blink of an eye. And Facebook conservatives struck back in a memo titled, "We Have a Problem with Political Diversity." They posted on the company's internal message board. And a guy named Amarij paints a troubling picture of the lack of political tolerance by Facebook and its employees. He says these people personally attack anyone who presents a non-left-leaning ideology. They show open disdain for Trump supporters and Trump. He says he's been told by the company human resources officers that the complaint he's raising, quote, is not a rare concern. He went to HR and said, why are we building a platform that is supposed to be open and honest, et cetera, et cetera? And what do we have? We have one of the most Gestapo environments on the planet. And he laid out the problem. We're a political monoculture that's intolerant of different views. We claim to welcome all perspectives but are quick to attack, often in mobs, anyone who presents a view that appears to be in opposition to the left-leaning ideology. We throw labels at the end, ob and ist, and at each other, attacking each other's character rather than ideas. Let me tell you why they attack your character, because they have no ideas. They are brain-dead, moronic idiots, monkeys all, clowns for sure, and they, when you have no discussion, no argument, no intellect to argue your point, you're like a kid. You just go, ah! He says this, we do this so consistently that employees are afraid to say anything when they disagree with what's around them politically. HR has told me this is not a rare concern. I've personally gotten over 100 messages to that effect. Your colleagues are afraid because they know that they, not their ideas, will be attacked. They know that all the talk of openness to different perspectives does not apply to the causes of social injustice, immigration, diversity, and equality. On these issues, you either keep quiet or sacrifice your reputation and your career. You are under siege. That's why I told you, you're not fighting for you. You're fighting for everybody around you. And every, career path, every different, type of thing you want to do, whether you're talking education, whether you're talking social media, it doesn't matter. And it's become so pervasive that only the people to talk up are the ones who go, oh my gosh, you know, so terrible what they're doing to the illegals. Huh? And then people look around and go, oh, you're right. Because it's a career move up to go, oh, you're so right. God, we need to let in more illegal Mexicans. Because that's what everybody in the world needs, is more illegal people. Said nobody with a brain. What are you talking about? The first thing that should happen is, look, I pay my taxes. Why am I going to let somebody else vote that hasn't paid a tax, hasn't had sacrificed anything? What are you talking about? That's ridiculous. We should have closed borders. Do you lock the doors of your house? Then shut up. Or I tell you what, give me the keys of your house. I'm going to make a few phone calls. Yo, Javier, guess what? There's this chick named Susan that I work with here at Facebook. She says go to her house at 1322 USA Lane and make yourself at home. Give me your keys. What are you talking about? He goes on, he says, these are not fears without cause, because we tear down posters welcoming Trump supporters. We regularly propose removing Thiel from our board because he supported Trump. We're quick to suggest firing people who turn out to be misunderstood, and even quicker to conclude that our colleagues are bigots. We've made All Lives Matter a fireable offense. We put Palmer Luckey through a witch hunt because he paid for anti-Hillary ads. We write each other ad hoc feedback in the PSC tool for having offensive ideas. We ask HR to investigate those who dare criticize Islam's human rights record for creating a non-inclusive environment. And they call me a transphobe when I called out that our corporate art for being politically radical. Thank God this guy exists. Somebody with a pear growing between his V. Because let me tell you, most people I know don't have the guts. This guy must know what he's doing and know he can get a job anywhere to be standing up like this. Good for him. I'd like to give him an award of some type, some kind of humanitarian award or, something, a fierce fighter award, a warrior. Because he dare go to Zuckerberg and say, you guys are lying. These guys are going to be back on the Hill next week. Let's see what happens there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.